Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mystic Oracle Radio Show. This is your host, Sharon Jeffers. And we're going to spend the next 55 minutes exploring the mystic science of the cards and what's going on with our country. I don't know if I can spend 55 minutes on that, but I know that last week I said I would look at the cards for the United States. And interesting. If you are new to this show, the show is dedicated to this oracle that reveals to us that the regular deck of playing cards is actually an ancient book of wisdom and was originally used for timekeeping. And I do take calls on the show for readings. You can go to my website if you like. If you haven't been there, starofthemagi.com. On there you can look up your birth card. Each day of the year is associated with a specific card. And we have other cards. The birth card is a good place to start. And you can read in my greeting card line a little bit about your card if you're unfamiliar. If you want to know your soul card and spirit card and planetary ruling card, you can call me and I'll tell you what they are. Last week, I can't even remember what we were talking about, but I know it led into the country and what was going on with the country right now. Now, for those of you that don't know, this system is mathematically based and it embodies planetary influences, and of course the magic of numbers, and then the sacred symbols of the suits. And putting those all together in structures of time, this card deck is actually a matrix of time. And it reveals where we are and what's going on. And for us as human beings, these four suits speak of the four dimensions of composition of the human experience. The hearts rule emotions and feelings, and the clubs rule the mental realm, and the diamonds, the physical, and the spades, the spiritual. So when you put all this together and you look at how things are laid out in time, and I mean very specific cycles of time, a lot is revealed. So I said last week that I would look at the country. And if anybody wants to join me in this conversation, you're welcome. And if you want to send me an email, send it to starofthemagi@earthlink.net. That's the email account that I'm watching right here. So, the United States of America. July 4th is the birthday of the country, which makes the country a Jack of Diamonds with a Queen of Hearts planetary ruling card. And the Jack of Diamonds is the card of the entrepreneur. So that makes sense. It's the card of financial freedom. It's a card that draws from the past to move through the future with tremendous imagination. I mean, this combination of cards is extremely creative and imaginative. I'm just going to stick with that side for now. So when I looked at the cards, I went to the three-month cycle because they give a clearer picture of what's up with what's going on. The yearly cycle is a bigger scope. The three-month cycles get down and more focused into the events that are going on and who's participating in them. And I found it very interesting to look at this. Because, and if those of you, I'm going to do my best to keep this balanced because I know there are a lot of people listening that have not listened before, and I don't want to sound like I'm speaking, you know, another language that no one understands. And at the same time, I know I have a lot of listeners that work with the cards, that are students of the cards, so I sort of want to keep a balance here between the two of you. Do my best to do that. In each cycle that we have, whether it's a yearly spread, a seven-year spread, a three-month spread, it doesn't matter. There are lots of cycles going on in our lives at all times. And we can look at these cycles. We can look down to the day. We can look down to the minute. I don't usually do that, but we can look down to, you know, we can get very specific to look at the influences that are at work. And once you start exploring the system, it's pretty mind-blowing and impressive, really, how accurate it is and how much information you can derive from it. So I'm looking at a three-month cycle, and I'm looking at two different paths in this three-month cycle. I'm looking for the United States of America, which is a Jack of Diamonds, Queen of Hearts. So I'm looking at the yearly or the three-month cycle for the Jack of Diamonds and the three-month cycle for the Queen of Hearts. And this is plate 28. And this cycle began on, I didn't see when this cycle began, but I know the part we're in right now began on the 20th. Oh, no, I do know this. Hello. It began on July 4th. Sorry. So this cycle began on the 4th of July. We are going, the country is going into a new three-month cycle on October 3rd, which is a week from tomorrow. In the three-month cycle that we've been in, I look at the Pluto card first. I look where the card is sitting and who's behind it and da-da-da-da-da, where who's sitting in its house and this, that, and the other thing. However, I like to look at the Pluto card, especially when there's transformation going on, which I would say there's tremendous transformation. If you've been on my blog, I wrote, well, it's probably the last time I wrote on my blog was a few weeks ago. And I wrote about John McCain's choosing Sarah Palin, and he was in Neptune. He was in Neptune in his yearly cycle. He was in Neptune in his three-month cycle. He was in Neptune in his lunar cycle. Neptune rules, it makes us delusional. It's wonderful, imaginative energy and spiritual, you know. However, it can make the mind a bit delusional, and often we'll look at something when we're being strongly influenced, and especially in those cycles, and we'll see a dream come true or something that looks too good to be true. And then we'll have our birthday, and we'll go into Mercury, where clarity regains its positioning in our mind. And bingo, what we thought was one thing turns out to be another. And our Neptunian dream turns into a Neptunian nightmare. So I always tell people, don't begin a relationship during that time. Don't buy a house. Don't start a new job. Just really you know, unless you want it to be temporary. But it's like, and it's not carved in anybody's stone that it's like that, but I've always seemed to see it be that way most of the time, that things turn out not to be exactly what we thought they were going to be. A lot of the time that can happen. So I'm not saying that's the only way it is. It is a strong possibility. So I see the shifts of that happening because things are rapidly shifting, and I think they're going to continue shifting. As far as the country goes, the card I was looking for to find was the Six of Diamonds. I thought the Six of Diamonds has to be in here because that card demands financial responsibility. And this is the opportunity that's showing up right now with our economy and this ridiculous $700 billion bailout of play money, non-existent ghost money. I'd say now the economy is probably like what scientists say, you know, the stars aren't really there. They're just the lights there. They've gone. Our economy feels a little bit like that right now. The dollar's still roaming around, but it's a ghost. And it's very, very interesting what's unfolding. When I look at the Pluto cards in this three-month cycle, aha, I found the Six of Diamonds. Pluto is our challenge. When Pluto whatever card shows up in Pluto, it's come to challenge us to transform, to transmutate. It brings up the unseen, it brings it to the surface. What is happening right now? People are becoming aware of the fact that a lot of people didn't know that this economy has been manipulated for a very long time. And it's coming to the surface now. It's on the surface. And so I see the Six of Diamonds in Pluto. It's like, yes. And it's sitting in the true home of the King of Diamonds, which is the master of finances and the master of higher values and the master of integrity, the teacher of integrity. Okay? So the King of Diamonds is knocking on the door of Wall Street, the big banks, all the people that have been manipulating people for greed. The King of Diamonds has come to say, it's time to pay your dues. The paying the dues is the Six of Diamonds. Now people, if you're not familiar with the system, I'm not laying cards out as in fortune telling. I'm looking at cycles of time and charts that are made up of cards of the plane. Each cycle, each chart is made up of all 52 cards. And if you go on to my website and you click on the nav bar where it says the cards and scroll down the bottom of that page, you will see an example of what these spreads look like. I have the life spread on there. So then I looked at the other Pluto card, which is the Nine of Clubs. The Nine of Clubs comes and says, you know what? You need to let go of your mental structures and how you've been thinking, what you believe, how you've been doing things. It just uproots everything. The high side of this card is higher consciousness, higher mental awareness, the higher mind. It's the initiator into the higher mind. And it's sitting in the King of Diamonds' house in the life spread. So the King of Diamonds is knocking on the door, inside and out, underneath and on top. Front door, back door, you name it, looking in the windows. It's like, let's look at what's going on here. And let's put it out for the whole world to see. Now, it would be nice if we all had a choice to make the decision on this bailout, which I think we should, since ultimately the taxpayers are going to be the ones that pay for it. They should be able to vote for it, I think. At least that sounds like common sense to me. So in this cycle that we've been in since July 4th, this rumbling underneath has been carrying on, stirring things up, pushing things out of the dark into the light, from underneath the surface up above for everyone to see. The outcome of all this is, first of all, realizing that there's been a tremendous amount of deception. And the opportunity that exists for those who have deceived is to bring things into right order. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that's the opportunity. I think there are some people that are going to come to the place that maybe have observed this but not taken action. I think those people might be taking action now. And it's for the people, because to the people, secrets and lies are being revealed. It's really interesting to see how all this is showing up in the cards. The outcome card for this three-month cycle is one of serious karma. And, I mean, if they were maybe going to choose the high road to all of this, they would be helping people keep their homes and giving money back to the people and supporting the health of our well-being rather than taking care of the banks. My personal opinion, you understand. Okay, so, which I get to voice, it's my radio show. Okay, now, on October 3rd, we go into a new three-month cycle, or, you know, the United States does. And this is plate 29, okay? Now, plate 28 is governed, all the plates, all the spreads in the system are always governed by the King of Spades. He doesn't move. He's not given up his position. He worked through all 51 cards to get to be number 52, and he's sitting right where he is. He's the King of Kings. Not going anywhere. Along with him is the Seven of Hearts, which is the card of truth and beauty. And it just so happens that the Jack of Diamonds, remember that's the birthday card of the United States, is sitting in the Seven of Hearts house. So this is refinement of our relationships, and it's sitting with the King of Hearts, who's the master of love. So there's a whole shift that wants to happen toward the support of the people, because the hearts rule the people. When we go into this next three-month cycle, the death cards are on top of the plate. And for those of you that work with the cards or are students of the cards, I always look at the cards that are at the top of each spread because they're sitting in the crown line. And if they're sitting in the crown line, they've got influence over the entire spread. So age 29 or plate 29, which we go into for a three-month cycle on the third, is governed by the King, the Ace, and the Nine of Spades. The Ace of Spades is transformation through death and rebirth. The Nine of Spades is known as a death card. These are powerful cards. That Nine of Spades is in the Jupiter cycle for the Jack of Diamonds. It's the Jupiter card. Jupiter, with the death card, could mean the end of some very major financial institutions or structures. And the Ace of Spades is the Saturn card, and Saturn is the teacher for the cycle. Saturn is demanding transformation. So I have a feeling that between October 3rd and January 3rd, there's going to be a lot of breaking down and breaking through, breaking up, you know, things crumbling, things coming out of the crumbles, because with death there's always birth. That's the way of nature. It looks like it could be very tumultuous. And the country, or the inner workings of the financial aspects of the country, are being exposed. Ron Paul wrote an article. You can Google it. It's on the internet. I should put a link to it in my blog. He wrote an article this past week that's really brilliant. It's so informative, and he explains how, I mean, for me it was informative. Maybe you already know all this. I didn't know all this. How all of this came to be and how it works and, you know, everything behind the scenes that's gone on to bring us to the point where we are right now. Plus the fact that we've had a Nine of Diamonds as a president for the past almost 8 years. And when the Nine of Diamonds shows up in your cards, I mean, in one respect, it's a universal card of giving. And it's a card of networking and connecting people and information and promoting fabulous energy. There's also a challenge side to that card. And part of that is a false sense of entitlement and, you know, entitlement of other people's money. And that has been displayed. Trillions, how many trillions of dollars, you know, have gone into a war? And, you know, it's hard for me to understand how it is that we really live in a democracy. And it comes down to, again, If this were a true democracy, and I'm asking this question from a place of sincerity, wouldn't it make sense that we all got to decide if we should do this bailout or if we should go to a war in Iraq and, you know, and shouldn't things be done on a consensus basis? That'd probably be pretty hard, but it would probably keep things pretty simple at the same time. I could very easily go back to a horse and buggy, no problemo. In fact, I'd probably prefer it. So there's so much churning, you know. The suits teach us. They teach us how the highest aspect of our emotional characters, the highest aspects of our mental characters, the highest expression through our physical movement in the world, and our highest aspiration spiritually and wisdom that we can gain. And each one of those qualities is, it has an exalted expression that we can attain in ourselves and as a whole, as humanity. The hearts take us to compassion, the clubs to understanding, the diamonds to integrity, and the spades to wisdom. So, when we go past into the third 3 month cycle. Well, I should look to see who's, because this cycle that begins on October 3rd, is when we will have a new president. So I'm looking to see whose card shows up there. Neither one of them. I'm sure it shows up in the yearly cycle. But I don't see it here. So where's the Queen of Hearts? Interesting. I do see a strong influence sitting in Barack Obama's house, though. So that's interesting. Oh, there. Nope. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So that's what I have to say about the country right now. I see that there's a lot of tumultuous energy in the cards and a lot of change, a lot of breaking down and rebuilding, a lot of things coming to the surface that people didn't know about, and a unification of the people through all of this. A unification of the people, which I think is the most important thing of all. When I look at the yearly spread, the country is definitely in the eye of the whole world. Everybody's looking at us right now. That goes without saying. The spirit card is behind really the inner workings of that Jack of Diamonds is trying to come through. It's not always clear, though, what the intentions of that influence are, unfortunately. I'm looking at one more thing here. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. So, if you're listening for the first time and I sound like, you know, I'm from another planet, that could be true, I'm not sure, but, you know, I'm trying not to confuse anybody here, but you can call me, the number's there on your screen, and I'll do a reading for you. I have time to do maybe 5-minute readings on the phone today. You can sign up for the card of the day on my website, and it's free. I send out the card of the day every day. I have my books on there. My books, Cards of Destiny, defines your birthday. It delineates all the birthdays in the card deck, and there's a perpetual calendar in the back. And there's goodies on there. Explore and discover on the page that says the cards, the link to the cards. You can read about the four personal significators and what they mean. And you can look at the life spread there. I'm actually going to my website. Oh, and if you click on love and compatibility reports on the front, on the home page there, it'll take you to another website, itsallinthecards.com, where you can find compatibility reports. All you do is put in your month and day and somebody else's, and a report will come up.
We beat.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This would be Hanson, Valerie, and Lori, just wishing you a happy Queen of Hearts Day.
Oh, I could feel you guys, actually. Thank you for calling. I thought,
sure.
Do I have to keep talking to myself here?
No, you don't. You can talk to us. Valerie actually has a legitimate question, so we'll hand her to you.
Or
you wanted something.
Oh, well, I thought we could do a reading.
A reading? Okay. For you?
For me.
Okay. And you are, which Eight of Clubs are you?
You know, my planetary is...
Nine
of Clubs. Thank you.
You're the Harry's, right?
Taurus.
What's
your birthday, Lori?
Valerie.
Oh, Valerie!
I'm here, too.
Oh, okay, you guys.
They're all your students.
Confused
too,
me. These are my students.
It's your San Diego contention here.
Yes, I'm so happy you're calling me. So I'm doing this for Valerie?
Yes, for Valerie.
Okay, Valerie's the Nine of Clubs.
Nine of Clubs.
You're the Taurus Nine of
Taurus
Clubs?
Taurus Nine of Clubs.
So the Taurus Nine of Clubs has the planetary ruling card of the Two of Hearts. And what is your age, darling?
46.
46. Okay. So first of all, I just want to glance at your seven-year cycle here. 46. Oh, well, you know, since you turned 42, you have the Five of Spades in your house. So this is a time of where there's a lot of change consistently through this whole 7 years. Change inside and out and with your work as well, and could make you feel a little restless.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of energy that makes you want to have two homes.
Yeah.
And instead of going, well, should I live here or should I live there, you get two homes. Or you arrange it so you can be, you know, wherever you want, whenever you want to be. Let's see. So you're sitting in the Jack of Spades, Seven of Clubs house with the Queen of Spades behind you. So this whole seven, I'm starting here for some reason. This whole seven-year cycle for you is all about self-mastery. It's all about developing who you are on the inside to and how you manifest yourself in the world around you by refining your mind through meditation, through self-discipline. This is a really very strong impact. And also with the how you focus your intention, because you've got the Eight of Clubs in Mercury for this seven-year cycle. So part of what you're doing during this time is you're channeling, actually, and bringing in influences that are familiar to you from either other times or, yeah, that's what it is. And you're bringing these energies in to bring them into form. Does that make sense to you?
It really does. It makes a lot of sense.
Okay, great.
When did the cycle start? When I was 42, you said?
What?
The cycle started when I was 42.
Correct.
Okay.
42, 43, 44, 45, 46. So this year, long range, you have the Four of Spades. Now, sometimes this card can make things feel like they take more effort than they need to.
Mm.
And it's also, you know, a Saturn year. So it's really about making effort. Every bit of your effort, if it comes from gratitude, will, you know, be, you'll get a payback probably 10 times of what you put in eventually. There's a lot of spade energy around you, so it's about working and blending your spiritual and material wisdoms together so that, you know, if there's a tendency to feel pulled between the spiritual and the material, it's the whole purpose of this is to realize that they can manifest together as one. There doesn't have to be a either or, a back and forth.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Gosh, look at your long range cards. I'm out of breath.
Really?
Well, you've got the Ace, the Four, and the Queen of Spades. Spade energy is very diligent, and sometimes, you know, it causes us to work hard. Now, on the spiritual side of things, these cards are blessings for, you know, spiritual discipline and awakening to the part. The Queen of Spades, who is behind you for the whole 7 years, and right now is your inner card, inner influence, you know, this is a card of self-mastery, and the higher side of that card, and I would resonate with this card if I were you, because the higher side of this card is the manifests the ability to create from thought with ease. So this whole seven-year cycle is very much about, you know, fine-tuning those skills within you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so I'm going to look at your yearly spread. Aha. You have the Six of Diamonds in your house, which means, you know, first of all, you need, this year is somewhat about you getting your priorities in order. And if there's anything financially that's been left behind or untaken, you know, not taken care of, this is a good time to do that. Like, you have to pay your taxes in the Six of Diamonds here. And, wow, you have the Nine of Spades and Mars. Let's see, where is your Nine of Clubs? Oh, you're sitting down in the Queen of Hearts house. So, sometimes, and it seems like more so for people born in the club suit, that when they're sitting in the Queen of Hearts, in Neptune anywhere, but most particularly in the Queen of Hearts because it's a double Neptune position, it can make things seem, it can sometimes make you feel like you're not sure what's going on or you're not clear about your direction. Have you been experiencing any of that?
To 100%.
100%?
100%. That would be the state that I feel most times.
Yeah. Well, you're sitting in, you know, you're at the bottom of the deep blue sea.
Yeah, definitely.
Only it's so deep there's no light down there so you can't see. But it's wonderful for dreaming.
Uh-huh.
And I don't mean dreaming when you're sleeping. I mean dreaming when you're awake.
Like dreaming what I want to manifest.
Yes, and you have to do that from the depths of your soul. Because
okay.
Neptune pulls us way down deep inside. So the dreaming is emerging from there, not making a list, well, I want this and this and this by then and this and this and this by then. And I'm not saying you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
However, you want it to emerge. Oh, you know, I smell this, I hear this, I feel this, I see this. All the things that are inside of you that, you know, the desires and what they want to resonate with. The Queen of Hearts is the Queen of Desire. She's the Queen of Life, the Mother of Life and Love and dreams and desire. So it's like letting, you know, being with your soul's desire. And, of course, your soul card is the Six of Diamonds, and it's sitting in your Nine of Clubs birth house this year. So the soul has come to visit, and it sent you to dream with it. You see? There's a way how the cards move through time in the plates, in the spreads, where, you know, the spirit is leading the birth card, and the birth card's leading the soul card, and they do this dance. And it's really interesting. It's interesting to see throughout time. It's most interesting to look at when we're first born. To see how things come in. And, you know, your soul card is sitting in your birth house, and you are sitting in, you know, the house of spiritual dreams, or dreaming in the unknown. And so it's like your soul is calling you to come in deep and be with it, and it's going to whisper your dreams to it. And you know what? You've got the Six of Spades behind your Two of Hearts planetary ruling card. And that is the card of the dreamer, if there is one in the deck. And it's also the card, when that card comes up behind us like that, it's destiny is coming to talk to us. Because it wants to manifest. So you're called to do what you came here to do. You've gone through your, you know, 44 years, your 45 years of doing your karma and taking care of business. And now you're on a bridge that crosses you over through time. And destiny is behind you going, okay, I'm here, let's go. We're starting from the inside and we're going to evolve outwardly. Because from the dreams, you know, you can step into your accomplishments spiritually and materially in a more profound way. The true home that you're sitting in, that home, you know, the Queen of Hearts lives there. It happens to be the Ten of Spades home. She's renting the house. And you're visiting. When you go into age 47, you're going into the Ten of Spades house. So all that's going on deep down inside you is going to come out and manifest. You're going to step on the path for that to manifest when you turn 47. Is this making sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It makes a lot of sense because I just really feel like I'm in this kind of vague place this whole last year, and or since my birthday, and there's just been a lot of deconstruction and letting go of like old patterns.
Uh huh.
And a lot of not knowing what's gonna be next and watching like the negativity come in and kind of deprogramming that a little bit.
Uh huh.
So that's what feels like happening for me right now.
That's wonderful. I mean, you have the Nine of Spades in Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
That's like roto-rootering or giving your mind an enema.
That's kind of this battle with me saying, no, that's not it. No, that's not true. That's the mind or the ego or whatever. So I'm kind of battling with that. But the more I battle, the more I'm in it. So I'm trying to just
exactly
see more else than in that battle.
Exactly. Well, you know, I think that we cannot let go of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that when we try to let go of something, we're hanging on to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I've got, you know, this donut in my hands, and I'm going, okay, I'm not going to, I actually don't like donuts, but I'm looking at the donut, and going, okay, I'm going to put the donut down. But I've got the donut in my hand.
Right.
You know, and it's like, it's that way with everything. Not sure why I chose that. Maybe somebody's struggling with donuts. But, you know, you never know. I really believe it's just observing and what's going on inside of us and then gently touching that with our conscious awareness. The touch of our conscious awareness on anything is going to cause it to transform. Because when we're just being and we are, you know, we're being in a place of observance of what's going on with no preferences, just completely equanimous, then when we touch something with our awareness, it's compassion that comes through. You know, and we know, you know, that it's a law in physics. It's any time something's seen, it can't remain the same. I mean, I often use the example, if you're standing in a bookstore or somewhere and you're reading something and all of a sudden your attention is pulled away. I had this experience yesterday in Kinko's. You know, I was talking to the girl and she was trying to help me shrink these things and, you know, and I was very focused, and all of a sudden I just turned around because my attention was pulled. And this guy was looking at me. And he smiled, I smiled, and then I turned back around. I believe it's the same thing that when, and, you know, he's probably wondering, what's she got over there? I mean, everybody always goes, I got these great big things with cards all over. But people are like, what is that, you know? But it's like, you know, when we observe something, it shifts. But if we identify with it, then it just gets stronger as part of our identity. You sitting in this double Neptune position all this time, it's really an opportunity to just completely, I mean, just put yourself on the altar. Just lay down on the altar of life itself and let yourself dream. Because your mind is being completely cleared out. With this Nine of Spades in Jupiter, you know, I mean, you don't stand a chance in the end anyway. So rather than struggle with it, just embrace it. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm absolutely with you. I think that's, it's like they're, just when we were talking, you were just talking, I have the sense of the way I've been coping with this, you know, like you said, don't, to let yourself dream. It's like there's a thought that's like an old thought form that's a negativity or a judgment, and it's like the more transparent I can be in that situation, more it can't stick. That's my feeling.
I like that word, transparent.
Transparent. I mean, it's this really...
I love that word. That's a great word.
Coming to that, I guess, makes me to sit in that Neptune space and feel like I'm okay versus, you know, because there's this part that wants to, you know, identify and, you know, like you said, there's a part that wants to make the identity get stronger. But in reality, I'm deprogramming that identity is what really is what's happening.
So I want to look at something. Your birthday is April 25th. I want to look at your three-month cycle. And this is something that I'm going to teach you guys how to do in that next workshop. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay.
We were just wondering when you were going to teach us our next class.
On the 27th.
Of October.
Is it the 25th? I think it's the 25th of October, yes. I'm going to send information out about that. And other. I sent you guys an email today.
I got it, yeah. Thanks.
Okay.
Lori got hers, too.
Okay, so 4 and 425. 4, 5. Okay, so yes, the 3-month cycle that you're in, Valerie, which began on July 25th. Do you know how to read this yet?
I think we determined that I'm in the King of Diamonds.
No.
Okay.
You
no,
didn't.
I don't think we'll figure this out.
No. No. The 3-month cycle that you're in right now, whoops, I just looked at my... which began on July 25th and goes until October 24th. You have the 7 of clubs behind you. And this is why, this is the energy that's been inspiring you and creating the internal opportunities and external for you to refine how you're using your mind and refine how you're thinking. I mean, you have very powerful spiritual influences during this time. For this to be happening and for you to be learning. You know, your Pluto card, I want to look at the Pluto card. I guess that card is really working on the inside to shift structures and on the outside to position you more for recognition.
Okay. Oh, I didn't get that last bit that you said. The promo card, which is, I don't know what it is.
I have a tickle in my throat.
Oh, that way. Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Do you know any people that are Eight of Diamonds? Do you have any Eight of Diamonds people in your life?
Uh-uh.
Or Four of Clubs people?
Nope.
Okay, well, you may have them show up, so pay attention if they do. Because they could provide you with opportunities to take what you're doing to the next level. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have a specific question about something? I'm just... what?
I'm just trying to think. I don't have a specific question really in mind. The only thing I could really bring up is that I've been involved in an on-and-off relationship with the Queen of Hearts for about 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it just has a lot of Neptune in it.
Well, you know, the Queen of Hearts is your spirit card.
Right.
So you have a very close, long-time connection with this person.
Right.
And at the same time, you're Saturn to the Queen of Hearts.
Uh-huh.
Which, can create a little bit of tension in the relationship.
Uh-huh.
It also tells me that it's a very, very powerful relationship from the past, most
uh-huh.
particularly showing up as a spiritual relationship and a relationship that can facilitate your spiritual growth at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, interesting. Well, I asked you about the Eight of Diamonds.
Right.
That relationship is an Eight of Diamonds relationship.
Oh, there you go.
And so it's Pluto to you vertically, which means it's an inner influence. And that also means that this relationship is probably trying to lift something up from very deep within you. Does that speak to you at all?
Yeah, it does.
So you might want to look at that.
Right.
What that is, you know, and why it wants your attention.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because my daughter's new boyfriend is also a Queen of Hearts.
Uh-huh.
Like they're all around.
Yes, they are everywhere, especially for you because it's your spirit card, and our spirit cards really show up.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, darling, I have just 2 more minutes.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to let you go, and I'm so grateful that you called.
Oh, thank you for being there and then taking this little moment to be with me. I appreciate it, too.
You're very welcome, and I will send out an email on Monday informing you all of what's going on.
Thank you very much.
Coming.
All right.
Okay. Bye, you guys. I love
bye.
You.
Bye.
Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
So, I have like 1 minute, so I guess it's time for me to wrap things up. I want to thank all of you for listening to the show today. Feel free to contact me by email. My phone number is on the website as well. Explore my website. If you have topics that you want me to discuss on the radio show, please send me an email and let me know. I always love suggestions. And I really do enjoy communicating with people. I'm going to be in Hawaii for 3 weeks in October. I'm doing some workshops over there. So for those of you that are in the islands, I'm going to post that information pretty soon on my card of the day and my website. And you'll be able to get information on those workshops. They will be on Kauai. And I want to wish you all a very wonderful week And thank you again for listening. Take care. Bye.